A selected reading from The Tiffanys of America by Nelson Otis Tiffany, genealogical research into the Tiffany family, funded with, quote, liberal contributions of money from Charles Lewis Tiffany, founder of Tiffany & Co. Physical characteristics of the Tiffanys. It is thought best to trace the history of the Tiffanys from their earliest known English origin. The American branch is made up of English, Irish, and Scotch. The family has inherited, to a marked degree, the sturdy, determined characteristics of these three nationalities. The Tiffanys are, as a rule, physically strong, from medium to large stature, many being over 6 feet in height. They are too high-spirited and active to take on a superabundance of flesh, are stately in bearing, erect in carriage, quick and clear-cut in movement, and have large heads, the upper brain developed in excess of the base. The head is well carried on a sturdy neck. The chest is deep, the lungs large and full, the body and limbs round, well-knit, closely jointed. The shoulders are inclined to droop with the arms carried close to the body. Skin and hair are fine in texture, nails are thin, giving evidence of a sensitive and somewhat nervous organization, the mental predominating over the physical. The faces are comely, with nose straight or slightly arched, nostrils large, indicating strong and full lung capacity. The line from the nostril to the corner of the mouth, known as the line of success, is sharply defined. During the author's connection with the genealogy of the family, it has been his good fortune to meet many of its members, and he has never seen a mentally or physically small Tiffany. The complexion is usually dark, but not swarthy. The eyes are brown, dark blue, or dark gray. A blonde Tiffany is practically unknown. Probably the most marked physical characteristic of the Tiffanys is the expression of the eye, which is as positive and distinct as the Maximilian lip is said to be. It is claimed that any person having a drop of Maximilian blood in his veins has full and red lips. The Tiffany eye is the first feature to attract the attention of a close observer. It is bright, giving evidence of temperate habits. Its expression changes rapidly with the mood, indicating health and buoyancy, sympathy, grief, determination, or anger, with quickness and unerring certainty. It is a Tiffany mark. As a race, the Tiffanys are long-lived, retaining their mental faculties unimpaired to a good old age. Palmer C. Tiffany, who died in July 1900, was over 90 at the time of his death, and less than a year before that event, he contributed an interesting series of articles to one of the Mount Pleasant, Iowa newspapers, giving an account of the pioneering settlement of Iowa. These articles were vigorous, showing an extraordinary memory and a familiar acquaintance with the history of this western state. Nelson Arnold Tiffany, father of Nelson Otis Tiffany, when in his 82nd year, was the youngest of five brothers and sisters in his family living at that time, two of whom died after passing 93. Charles Lewis Tiffany, founder of the famous House of Tiffany & Company, although in his 90th year at this writing, goes regularly to his business daily, giving it his close and intelligent attention. He has remarkable vision and is able to read with the naked eye as well as most of his employees can with the use of glasses.